Good day, brothers and sisters. This is Brother Larry. Resting in the Lord with peace and power and the willingness and the ability which God gives to live a Christian life. Paul says, finally, my brothers and sisters, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. To be strong in the Lord in the power of his might. Why do I have to be strong? Well, like you've been talking about for the last year or so in most of my podcasts, is that we are in a spiritual warfare, because we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but we wrestle against principalities and powers and against the rulers of the darkness of this world and against spiritual wickedness in high places. And we need to be strong in the Lord. We've been spending a lot of time, and we're going to attempt to get deeper into this. We're going to do a deep dive again into how do we be strong. Do we just pull up our belts and buckle our shoes or tie our shoes and say, I'm going to be strong? No, there's certain criteria that we must do in order to be strong in the Lord. You notice it's not strong in the flesh or strong in the body. It's strong in the Lord, which implies spiritual strength, because it's a spiritual battle. And we've talked about ways to do this. We've talked about being willing, which is really the first step for believers, for Christians, and that's who I'm talking today, for those who are in Christ. In my heart today, and my heart all the way throughout all of my broadcasts, is the fact that you would be in Christ. Remember, we talked about this in many messages, that being in Christ means you have to receive him as your Lord and Savior, that you must recognize that you are a sinner, that you cannot save yourselves. Salvation is a gift of God, and it is that we cannot boast. And it's by faith that you believe that Jesus Christ is your Savior. You come to him for the cleansing and the forgiveness of your sins. It's just plain and simple. That puts you into Christ. It puts you under his safety, under his protection. Without being in Christ, you are not protected by him. You are not protected against the wiles and the cunningness and the craftiness of the wicked one, who is Satan. Because he is the one who controls this world and influences people to make these moves, especially in high places. And my heart is heavy over many things that have transpired in the past month or so, as I'm reading on Facebook, about how many people are trashing Christianity, they're trashing the Bible, they're trashing Jesus Christ. And it bothers my heart, it makes me sad, that they would really know Christ in their heart, which starts with receiving him as Savior. If they really knew the heart of Christ and what he wants us to be, their whole life would change. They would see what the truth is. We have to be willing. If you're outside of Christ, you have to be willing to come to him. God will not force himself on you. I've said this before. If you're a believer in Christ, we need to draw near to him, especially in these dark days that are coming. The Bible teaches, and I'm not going to deny it, that there is a terrible time coming upon the face of this earth, and it's sooner than we expect. Let me emphasize that. All signs and all things are pointing towards this day is near. And I'm pleading and imploring you, if you're not in Christ for safety and protection, you're going to be caught in that terrible time that's coming upon the face of the earth. Take a look at the book of Revelation, please. And don't look at it as something that's already passed and it's all only symbolic. That is a flat out lie. It is not symbolic of something. It is historical things that are going to happen. Christ prophesied it. The Old Testament's prophesied it. It's going to happen. Just as they prophesied the first coming of Christ, 3-1, the second coming has been prophesied. A literal fulfillment. Christ came the first time and died for sin. Prophesied 1,000 years before it happened. And you can bet your bottom dollar that his second coming will be the same. It'll be literal. It'll be a coming. There'll be a rejoicing for believers, but a judgment for unbelievers. Please run to Christ for refuge. The Antichrist is coming on the scene. I believe he's alive today. And he will take control under the influence of the dragon, who is Satan, and the false prophet. Now, people try to identify them today, but it's almost next to impossible to do it. There's so many people that fit that definition, that prescription. But I'm asking you and I'm pleading with you. And if I could drive you into Christ by making you fearful, I will do it. Listen to me. Very few people would probably turn to this broadcast that says a message from Brother or Pastor Larry, because they don't want anything to do with Christianity. But I'm just asking you, if you listen to Brother Scott, he's hitting on points that Earth is not a safe place to be. The only safe place to be is in the Lord Jesus Christ. And he will deliver you from the judgment to come. You need to be in him. You need to be willing to do this. And believers, you need to be willing to draw near it to him. The scriptures say, and I've used this verse as a kind of a jumping off point. Draw nigh, James says, unto him, Christ, and he will draw nigh to you. But see, God has left it in our lap, in our free will to say, Lord, I will do it. I am all things Jesus. Am I perfect? No. There's many times I have to rededicate myself and get back in that position of being in the center of the circle with my Savior. And it's always my prayer, Lord, bring me back to the middle. That's where I want to be. I want to be close to your heart. I want to be a man that's after your heart, as David has said in his Psalms. And those are the type of people that God is seeking to serve him. Will you do it? What's stopping you from doing? We've hit on many things, and I'm not done yet, but we've hit on many things that keeps us as believers, and I throw in unbelievers too, that keep us coming near to the heart of God. For some reason, we've gotten comfortable on the inner circle, but towards the outside of it, we haven't really drawn near to Christ. What am I talking about? I'm talking about the spiritual life, the life of living in the Spirit of God, being filled with the Spirit, walking with God. They're all synonymous terms. And brothers and sisters, this is where Christ wants us to be. I plead and I beg you, make a willing choice. And I said, if you're not willing, you might as well pack it up and not listen to the rest of it. You have to be willing. Say, God, in my heart, I desire you. God honors that. God will honor you if you honor him. Why are we playing games with God? Is it we like our sin? Is that one of the reasons? And I don't think I'm a pure person. Yeah, sin's very attractive, else people wouldn't sin. Sin's very attractive, and Satan makes that allurement even greater through our flesh and through the world. find myself a lot of times watching TV when I should be in my scriptures. Because through the scriptures, the very word of God, do I learn about my Father. And do I learn about his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. So are you willing to come near to the heart of Christ? And here's the second point I made is be truthful. Be truthful with yourself. And this is what the scriptures talk about in verse 14, where Paul says, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth. With truth. All your armor connects to that belt of truth. Be honest. Be truthful. God requires it. This is how we draw near. Be true with God, because you can't deceive him. And be true with yourself. You know you need to be near Christ. I know I need to be near Christ. So let's be true for ourselves. Let's get a fresh start. Let's ask God to forgive us for being so apathetic and standing afar off, liking our sin, and ignoring Christ. Let's get forgiveness. God offers that. There's other ways that I haven't touched on yet. How to draw near? Be willing, be truthful, receive forgiveness. Another way I've talked about, I've touched on is going to church. Being with other Bible-believing Christians. That's another way we can get started. And I'm going to emphasize this today, and I'll just say it in passing. Another way is the scriptures. And that's the most important way that we can get near to God. Be thankful. Be thankful for where God has brought you to. And we're going to emphasize it more. I'm just doing it as a way of table of contents for the next few podcasts. Practice humility. A proud person, God resists. We've read passages on that. So we must practice being humble. And another thing is worship music. Remember when I was feeling down and depressed here a few years ago, when I couldn't go to church because the church is closed down. I remember being down and depressed, and I started singing some of the old hymns. Turn off the worldly music. They're depressing. They only excite your emotions. We want things that are going to excite our soul and our heart. And part of that is worship. It uplifts our spirit. It gives us a feeling of that we're worshiping God. I remember singing those hymns, and God pulled me out of that depression that I was in. Sing hymns that glorify Christ. Don't sing hymns that you can sing to your girlfriend and never mention Jesus or God, and you know exactly what I mean here. Songs of adoration. It's about him. It's about Christ. It's not about us. We need to be willing servants. And along that area of church, of going to church, it gives you fellowship with other believers of like faith. You share your problems. You share your concerns with others where they can pray for you. You can pray for them. And they can share how they've drawn near to Christ. And maybe you can share it with them also. So this fellowship with others only occurs when you get together with others. And that's the importance of the local church. You can't be an island. You can't stand alone. Satan will get the best of you if you just try to stand alone. Remember, Christ is our motivation. Everything is to be done for him. And I'm going to pick up on this. I think this is where I left off last time about how to draw near to Christ. Remember, all these messages has to do with spiritual warfare. I know it's kind of, we lose the objects of what I'm talking about as we zero in on the essentials and we lose track. So I'll keep emphasizing the fact that this is spiritual warfare. We're doing it for the glory of Christ in a dark world. What we're being a light, are we not? We're being light and we're being salt of the earth. And that's what Christ wants us to be. We want to bring glory to Him in order to reach others. Our words and our lives must match together in order to bring glory to God. And I talked about last week about the role that the Word of God plays in our spiritual life. This is what I'm going to center on today or for the next couple weeks. And this is so important. Without the Word of God, you could not be saved. If you think back, somebody has communicated with you the Word of God. Maybe you've read it in the Word of God. But it's the Word of God that brought you the knowledge of Christ. So the knowledge of Christ brought you to Him. This is how important the Bible is. For somebody to tell me that they're a Christian and they've never picked up their Bible, I have my doubts. Or they say certain things about the Bible. And we're going to see in a story that Jesus tells today what they say and what they do with what Jesus says. But first of all, why is the Word of God so important in our lives? Well, blessed are the undefiled in the way who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are they that keep His testimonies and that seek Him with their whole heart. See, that willingness is in there. Seek them with His whole heart. They also do no iniquity. They walk in His ways. Thou hast commanded us to keep Thy precepts diligently. I will keep Thy statutes, O Lord. O forsake me not utterly. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to Thy word. And with my whole heart have I sought Thee. O, let me not wander from Thy commandments. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against Thee. Blessed art Thou, O Lord, teach me Thy statutes. With my lips I have declared all the judgments of Thy mouth. I have rejoiced in the way of Thy testimonies as much as in all riches. I will meditate in Thy precepts and have respect unto Thy ways. Deal bountifully with Thy servant, that I may live and keep Thy word. And here's what should be one of our prayers. Open Thou mine eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of Thy word. I am a stranger in the earth. By the way, we're not. Earth is not our home. It's heaven. We're strangers here. And the world thinks it's strange, and that's okay. I am a stranger in the earth. Hide not Thy commandments from me. Open my eyes that I may behold wondrous things out of Thy law. My soul breaks for the longing that it has unto Thy judgments at all times. Are you listening to what the Scriptures are saying? What God is saying? How the precedence He has set upon what He has said? Thy testimonies, or we can put in, Thy words also are my delight and my counselors. Teach me, O Lord, the way of Thy statutes, or Thy word, that I shall keep it unto the end. So shall I have wherewith to answer him that reproaches me, for I trust in Thy word. And here's one, folks. Brothers and sisters, it is good for me that I have been afflicted. Can you say that? Why? That I might learn Thy statutes. The law of Thy mouth, God, is better unto me than thousands of gold and silver. Let Thy tender mercies come unto me, that I may live, for Thy law is my delight. Let the proud be ashamed, for they dealt perversely with me without a cause, but I will meditate in thy precepts. Let my heart sound in thy statutes, that I may not be ashamed. On and on and on does the psalmist talk about the word of God is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. You want direction for your life, brothers and sisters? There you go. It's a lamp and it's a light. Forever, O Lord, is thy word settled in heaven. I don't care what the skeptics say. I don't care what the critics are saying. They are ignorant according to what the scriptures teach. The scripture is not wrong. It is correct. In its original manuscripts, it is correct. Please trust me on this. I've been a Christian for 54 years. I've read the Bible for 54 years. All criticisms can be answered when scrutinized with context, with history, and all the other evidences, culture, and what has been said. Others have tried to disprove it, they burned it, they hated it, but the Bible still stands sure. It is the rock that we stand upon. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet, like I said, and a light unto my path. How sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth. The entrance of thy words giveth light. It giveth understanding unto the simple. Thy word is very pure, therefore thy servant loves it. Rivers of water run down my eyes because people do not keep thy law. And that's the way I've been feeling for the past couple weeks. Oh, it's so sad that people do not understand the word of God and what it's really saying, because they're spiritually discerned. They don't understand it because they can't, because they're spiritually dead. And we talked about this. Thy word is pure, therefore I love it, O Lord. Thy word is true. From the beginning, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. From the beginning, brothers and sisters. What God has said is true. If he said he created the earth, he created the earth. Cast off this evolutionary theory. God spoke the word and it was done. And every one of thy righteous judgments endures forever. People that have criticized the Bible have died. The Bible still stands sure. Great peace. Can the world offer this? Listen to this. Great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. My soul has kept thy testimonies, and I love them exceedingly. Wow. I have longed for thy salvation, O Lord, and thy law is my delight. Let my soul live, and it shall praise thee. The only reason God keeps us alive is to praise him, and that's where our joy and that's where our peace comes from. And let thy judgments help me. And even when I go astray, David said, like a lost sheep, I seek your servant. Do not forget. I do not forget your commandments. I will lift up my eyes unto the hills whence cometh my help. You know, David's asking that question. No, he says, I'm not going to lift up my hills. That's where the idols were. He said, my help comes from the Lord. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keeps Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. Understand that, brothers and sisters. Read it again. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He's the one that can hold Satan back. You can do it. Remember, the powers be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. May God add his blessing upon his word, and may it keep you. Please share this, my brothers and sisters, with someone who desperately needs this, and we'll all rejoice when we get to heaven to see our Savior, Jesus Christ.